Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The word you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That way there, you know, and you know how you do that, right? I already told you how you do that. Okay? You get involved, you get informed, and then do something. As I like to say, something more than nothing, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who's going to join us in a few minutes, right? Yes. Sody Smith will be on right after the break. Always love it when she's on. I know you guys do, too, as well. A lot, you know, a lot of good stuff in the news. I know it sounds kind of crazy. I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, all the good stuff. Yeah, okay. It is. Well, it's good stuff for me. It gives me something to talk about. Otherwise, I'd have nothing to talk about. All right. Look at, and this is exactly what they think about you. You know, a Democrat told a parent to shut up about the child's education. In other words, he's not interested in what you want to do with your children, how you want to raise your children, how you think your children should be raised. Just shut up and deal with it. We know better than you, right? I mean, that's really the attitude they have. They know better than us. So the Democrat lawmaker in New Hampshire is, he got some negative attention for telling a voter to shut up about the proposal that would give parents greater say over the child's public school education. Now, on Thursday, the New Hampshire Journal reported that Representative Tommy Hoyt received an email from a voter earlier in the week urging him to support an unarmed, oh, I'm sorry, unamended version of legislation that implements a so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. Now, again, it's a boilerplate version. They're using it across the country. It's gained traction all over the place at the state and federal level. Now, the legislation is a similar version of which was passed at the federal level by Republicans, as well as a number of Republican states around the country, typically seek to compel school districts to publish its curriculum online, mandate parents be allowed to meet with their children's teachers, and give parents a say when the school either craft or update their policies. I haven't heard anything bad yet, have you? Critics of the legislation, this is what they always say. Right? They always say, the teacher's the professional, don't tell us what to teach or how to teach. So in other words, we're supposed to hand the child over to you, and whatever it is you want to impart on that child, we should allow you to. Now, a math teacher, if she's an expert or he's an expert in their field, and can teach math, every time he or she comes up with 2 plus 2, it's going to be 4. We know that. We're comfortable with that. Unless you're that clip I played a while back where the one teacher said, that's a social construct. 2 plus 2 only equals 4 because it's a social construct. You know, we have male and female because those are social constructs. Give me a break. But you know what? The parents, people, you let them get away with this. This is why they do this. You've let them get away with this. Now, the critics have said that it infringes on the privacy rights of the child. Yeah, no. Children don't have privacy rights. Sorry. That lunatic left mindset that from the minute the child comes out of the womb, and probably while it's in there if it can survive, they also have privacy rights. No, you don't. When you're paying for that room, you can have a privacy right. When you're paying for that house, you can have privacy rights inside that house. And the word that it could potentially hamstring educators. From what? Providing inclusive content in the classroom. Inclusive of what? Shouldn't it be, if you're teaching the real history, how government really works, how 2 + 2 really equals 4, isn't that inclusive? Critics of the bill say that it would allow school districts, actually compel them, to out LGBTQ+ students. Listen, when was the last time any of you actually came on a high school campus? You know what? Let me tell you, those kids are accepted on campus all over the place. They also say that they're worried that they'll be unsafe going home to their parents because their parents aren't accepting. Not your business. Unless that child is physically abused in any way, shape, manner, or form, it's not your business what those parents believe. Most Christian households would not be okay with that. Would they beat the child? Not that I know of. Not the Christians I know of. You know, you paint us in a negative light, and look at all the stuff that happens on your side of the world. You're putting men / boys in locker rooms with girls, and what could go wrong with that, right? We haven't had any issues of, We haven't had any issues of sexual abuse. Maybe I think we have. Right? You putting a so-called transgender female in prison, in females' prison, and then two females get pregnant? Do they have moments of transgenderism? Here's the deal. I think that if you're going to allow a transgender female to go to prison and put them in a female prison, then they got to lose all the parts and pieces first before you put them in there. What do you think? We'll ask Tony what she thinks on the other side of the break. Yeah. I'm on it tonight. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just rolling on here. Just going to take you into the weekend. Seriously, we're going to get your blood pressure up so high, you may have to take medication to get it back down. Because some of the stuff is just so ridiculous. It isn't funny. It actually is. It's funny at first, but then as you start to think about it, you go, come on, people. You know, stimulate those two brain cells that God gave you. Let's see if we can grow them from there. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. My co-host on Fridays. And Sonya, just looking for, we got Memorial Day weekend, I think, next weekend. Long weekend.
Oh, is that what all those flags were?
Oh, yeah, you got to remember to eat your hot dogs and hamburgers, you know.
Exactly. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yes, that's exactly what it's all about.
I'm so glad we live in a community where they actually fly them proudly.
Oh, yeah, and they put the pictures of some of the locals that were lost at war.
No, I'm really grateful for this community, and, you know, we'll see. It feels like
just don't tell anybody where it is so they don't move here.
I'm not. I said this community.
Yeah. We love living here in central Chicago. Yes, we love it.
Hey, this is a far cry better than where I came from in South Central.
I came from a great neighborhood, but it was just too poor, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
Hey, listen, if I was you, I'd be outraged, because apparently they're now thinking, discussing. The Department of Agriculture says, you know what? That dark milk, that chocolate milk, got to go. Can't have it. You know? And strawberry milk, too. Got to go, too. So we're not going to allow any kind of colored milk in the elementary schools anymore. Let's just,
any milk of color?
What?
Milk of color?
Yeah. I mean,
you know what they call it? People of color?
Yeah. Did you hear? So they want to remove it because of the salts and the sugars in the milk as a whole, and we don't need to be giving kids this kind of garbage according to these people. But I don't know if you heard that Michelle Obama's recent yeah, you heard about it, right? Because that's why you're giggling.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to mention that. I was like,
right? That's okay though, right?
Yeah, think about how much sugar. Listen. If you're going to do a diet food, I wouldn't do juice. I mean, juice is so high in sugar. I don't even understand what her thinking is. Listen, I'm not mad at her for being a capitalist.
Oh, no. I think it's great.
Do what you can, my sister. But I'm not quite putting the two and two together about, healthy food and juice. Your kid can get pretty doggone fat drinking a glass of sugar, so it's not what I would feed my kid, but nor would I feed my kid white cow's milk or brown cow's milk. Or do you know that we're the only mammal, I guess, that will feed our kids cow's milk or milk from another animal?
No.
So I don't,
Well, apparently, the big thing, too, is that I guess women share breast milk with each other when they run out. They give it to another baby or something
like
that.
Sure, because it's very healthy. If you run out, it's not a pleasant. But you're the one who turned me on to that article about weightlifters, people who are trying to build muscle, and they're using women's bodily fluid.
Stuff.
But, yeah, so when I first heard the story about chocolate milk and strawberry milk, of course I went down the racist road, because isn't everything racist these days, don't you know? Math is racist, infrastructure's racist, everything is racist, so why wouldn't I think that the problem with chocolate milk is
Do you
the
know
color?
The first weird racist story I ever did was about peanut butter and jelly, and it was about a school in Oregon that had banned peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in school because they were racist. The reason they were racist is that many kids of color had never seen a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or couldn't afford a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'm saying to myself, if you're poor, one of the staples in your meal is what? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich
and jelly.
On Wonder Bread. White, disgusting Wonder Bread, correct?
Oh, but it's the best on white.
Oh, I agree. With a nice cold glass of white milk.
Of white milk. White people milk. But speaking of white people meals and sandwiches, this is something that I don't think black people eat, and they could have banned this instead of spam.
Spam?
I still don't know. I have no idea what spam is. Not
no, don't ask. You shouldn't look it
Call
up
Call Joe okay. if you have a problem with what I'm saying. But I don't know any black people that eat or know what spam is.
It's ham byproducts. How's that? I'll leave it at that.
Pork mush is what you're saying. Yeah, that sounds
Basically,
really
yeah. But
bad.
People, listen, people ate that stuff, you know, scrambled eggs and Spam. It was a filler. When I was growing up as a kid, yeah, we ate pasta because we were Italian, but we ate a lot of pasta because we were poor.
You could eat lead off your wall paint and be full if that's all you were going for.
That's right, right?
I would go for that before Spam, I'm sorry. But milk is, you know, at least it has its benefits, whether it's chocolatized or or Red Man milk, the strawberry version.
Well, what's funny about this drink that Michelle is pushing is, remember that she was the big deal on making sure that the kids get the right nutrients and the whole things and what have you. But the drink that she's peddling doesn't even meet her own standards.
Oh, no. I heard somebody who reported the ingredient. Yeah, no, it doesn't sound very good. But listen, I'm not sure if the article mentioned this, but I don't doubt if it's government subsidized. So who cares?
Ooh, yeah,
you know, in her wallet, it's in her wallet, you know. if you can force the kids, remember she had those lunches that she was forcing the kids to eat, and it was all winding up in the trash can.
Oh yeah, we showed pictures of that on the show. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. At the end of the row, it was all.
So yep, kids are like, I would rather starve. Thank you very much.
I saw what they were feeding them. I would rather starve too.
But she's got a point. I did a piece a long time ago when I was doing my show called Left Exposed, and I wanted to dispute the fact that there was no good food, there was no produce, there was nothing healthy in the hood. And I took my cameras down to the hood and walked in many, many grocery stores, markets. It's really about choice. Are there a lot of fast food restaurants there? Yes. And once you eat that stuff, you do become addicted. I don't know what they put in that stuff, but that's what you want, rather than going to, cook your own food, make your own fresh. But there's plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables in the hood.
All right, lady, we got to go to commercial.
But
I want to get back. Yeah, well, you get rolling too late. Start rolling early. Joe was either your host. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Debt ceiling talks between Republicans and the White House are back on. That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox Business on Friday after negotiations were put on pause earlier in the day. McCarthy said lawmakers are, quote, back in the room and indicated the House could vote on a bill as soon as next week. NFL legend Jim Brown is dead at the age of 87. Brown was also known for his roles in films and his activism. Nebraska lawmakers are passing a 12-week abortion ban and restricting gender-affirming health care for people under 19. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a historic gun safety bill into law. The CDC says another death has been linked to recalled eye drops. Delsam Pharma and EzraCare have been connected to four deaths and more than 80 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Yeah, that's like a shuffle dance, right? I mean, I don't dance, so I don't know. But it sounds like one of them shuffle dances from the 50s. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Co-host Sonia Schmidt joins me right now, as she always does on Fridays. Come on, you're into entertainment. Doesn't that sound like one of them old, like, shuffle line dances?
Whatever they were? Again, I can't hear your music in my computer because of how we're connected.
That's
but
right.
It's just hard for me to believe that it's Friday night and you're not dancing.
Me?
So whatever.
You're funny.
I think if you love your fans, you should dance for them.
No, because I want to keep the fans, which is why I don't dance for them. So, anyhow. Yeah, that's why I don't dance for my wife either. I want to keep her around. I don't want to scare her away. You know, don't want to trigger her would probably be the terminology.
Her.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere. She loves her some Joe.
Yes, I do. Yep. I can't imagine being with anybody else. Seriously.
I said she
I can't imagine being
her.
By myself.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah. How would I find my
anything.
Shirts and stuff?
Anything. Or... How about that? Anything. So.
I remember 100 years ago I was married and my husband asked me, where are his clean socks? And I was like, golly, I wish I could ever utter that sentence. I mean, they were actually in the drawer. I was a pretty dang good wife. But I was like, golly, I can never imagine being able to ask that question to any human being. It would be exactly where I put them after I washed them. That's how they would.
I wouldn't
okay,
say,
I'm triggered.
At the laundromat where you left them, because I haven't seen them around here.
Yeah, you know? Now I'm triggered. What's the topic?
God bless. Oh, no, I got a good one for you, okay? This one, with everything that we've got going on across the planet, okay, trying to rebuild our relationships with some of those people, you know, overseas and what have you, the State Department is now offering, ready for this one, they're offering counseling to misgendered employees triggered by an email pronoun debacle. So, they're going to offer counseling to any employee who feels hurt or upset by a system-wide email glitch that temporarily assigned random and often incorrect gender pronouns to staff. Because these people aren't smart enough or don't have enough self-respect to sit back, giggle, and laugh over what happened. No, they curled up into little balls, they hit under their desks at work and said, oh my God, I don't even know how I'm going to get over this. It's simple. You go to the unemployment line. That's how you get over it.
That's true. And are we the taxpayers paying for this?
Of course we are.
Golly.
You're funny.
Then they should hire me to be their counselor. Because it would be really fast. They'd walk in and I'd say, get over it. Get out of here. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, look, I'm with you. I mean, apparently, some of those that maybe she's, but don't adhere to she, got a bunch that said she, her, and hers, and it sent them into a little tizzy. And the pronouns were apparently randomly assigned, with the men being given female pronouns, vice versa. If I got an email from the company that I work with, the school company that I work with, that said, dear Mrs. Messina or whatever, I'd giggle. I would just laugh and go, look, Inlet, this is why we shouldn't trust computers, people, okay? I wouldn't be worried about the pronoun.
Yeah.
I'd be worried about the glitch.
Yeah, but we came from a generation where we played on iron jungle gyms and cement and called each other names and got in fights. And, this generation, they have safe rooms. Can you imagine what those people are going to be like 10 years from now? They're already running the country if you're saying they're working for the State Department. They're going to be higher ups and ruling us.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are, it's the, what do they say, the insane running the asylum?
Oh, the inmates, yeah, you're right. The inmates are running the asylum.
It's scary.
And nobody seems to care.
Yeah, they're going to care in another 10, 20 years when these are the people who are going to be over us. These are our betters, our ruling class. It's pretty frightening.
They were rewriting a program, apparently, that will allow the end user to include their pronoun, in an email. Who does that?
Did you say in users as in N-word users? Or
I did not say. Don't you try to do that to me. That's right. I'll identify as a black female and get you fired or something.
But everybody is so sensitive. Everybody is listening out for a buzzword to be triggered by, to be insulted.
You're exactly right. There was a Tyler Perry show I was watching recently, and they had a British woman on there, an English woman. I don't know if you remember
this one,
right?
Or he. That's a guy, which is...
I know, it's really a guy. I know.
A guy, right.
I know, and it's hilarious. Anyway, he used the, she used the word knickers, okay?
Yeah.
And, because of the movie made it seem like they thought he said something else. And,
right.
But it was hilarious. And it was
funny.
So true to today that where somebody even thinks they hear you wrong, it's a problem.
Well, some of the guys I work with, it's kind of silly to say that they're liberals, or, leftists, that I worked with, they were talking about, I think it was Rosie Greer, and they said, oh, he's a knitter. And I was like, what? Y'all gonna just say that in front of me? What? He's a knitter. And what they were saying is
I know what they were saying. Go ahead.
For calming him down or whatever. He makes nice little sweaters and pot holders and whatever else he needs. But yeah, you can misunderstand something and go off on a tangent depending on how sensitive you are about something.
Sensitive? Me? He went to my church.
Years ago,
down in South Central L.A. And he used to tell a story that he used to beat, you ready for this? I think I told you this before. He used to beat Jesus in the people. Because he wanted to be so sure that you were going to, going to have Jesus in your life. He'd beat him. And finally the pastor, you got to stop doing that. Then
wouldn't suggest that.
It don't work that way,
dude. It doesn't work that way.
Anyway. But he was a sweet guy. One of the nicest guys, at least for me, one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Seriously.
Nicest knitters you ever want to meet.
Stop it. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me. Because I'm going to say it afterward, All right. We kind of talked about this last week, but really, you're the entertainment expert here. And apparently that woke, race-swapping Netflix Cleopatra series... went down the toilet, hard and noisy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I mean, last week we talked about it, and I was going to watch it for your audience and give a review on it because it's one of the things that I want to do is start looking at movies and reporting them for, you know, in various categories.
Yeah.
But the reviews on this thing were so bad, I couldn't force myself to watch it. And then I guess the audience chimed in, and I believe that Rotten Tomatoes, a reviewing agency, gave it like 11%. And the audience, which is what I usually go by, is what the audience has to say, gave it a 1%, lowest ever.
Oh, they gave it 1?
They gave it a 1. And and I don't think it had anything to do with the fact that it was, you know, Cleopatra done in blackface.
No. You know as well as I do. It had to have something to do with racism.
I heard the reviews that I read before the audience chimed in is that this thing was just not entertaining. It just wasn't, it wasn't very good.
Some people said
if you know nothing about Cleopatra or that time or those characters, then it's kind of an okay introductory to the characters. But they just said it wasn't good. And I told you last week, the costumes, the hair, everybody, they just said it was not well done. And I think it's one of a few. I think it's one of a series called African Queens. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
African Queen was a movie with Humphrey, right?
Who?
Humphrey Bogart.
It was Katharine Hepburn.
Do you know we had to watch that in school?
I never saw it. I would love to see it. I hear it's really good.
It is. But it was actually in our English literature class, and they talked about, you know, we want you to be looking for this. We want you to look at the characters. We want you. I remember it vividly because I was like bored to no end in the first few minutes of it.
That's
thinking,
funny for a kid. I can't imagine watching that as a kid. But no, they're doing a series on African queens, and so far they're not using. You know,
isn't she Greek though?
They don't. They're saying there's a controversy: is she Greek or is she Greek or Egyptian?
Italian. You don't know. Anyhow.
You know, it's a thing.
Any woman that bossy has got to be Italian. All right, listen, you got to talk about it when we come back because we got to go to a commercial. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Be, you know, just be part of the solution by getting informed first so you don't quickly become part of, you know, get sucked in to become part of the problem. I'm serious. Let me bring her on. She's never part of the problem. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does every Friday. Kind of help you guys get, I was going to say get into the weekend, but no, you're probably already into the weekend for a lot of you guys. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, well, this is past my bedtime. It's a lot easier than when I was on the East Coast when I was in Georgia and you'd make me do your show. It was 3 hours after. Oh, my gosh. That was so hard for me to stay up to do the show.
Well, it's good for you. It's good. It's good. It keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. You know, look, you look at guys like, you know, Red Skelton. You know, he only slept 4 hours a night. And that man was always doing something.
Yeah, well, Bush, Trump did too, and they hate him, so there you go.
Yeah, they, well, look, I'm not that far from him, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? So during the break, I found out that, or learned, that, you know, Cleopatra could have been a Macedonian Greek, of Macedonian Greek descent, but you said there's no real proof that she was actually attractive, but she was a genius, right?
Yeah. When we think Cleopatra, we think great beauty and fashion and hair and really cool earrings. But but what they're saying is that there's really nothing written about her, you know, incredible beauty and seductiveness. And people were actually incredibly impressed and attracted to her brain. She spoke several languages, and she just, you know, wow. She knew she was really, really smart. I personally think that's a better role model for girls.
I do too.
Black, white, or whatever, than the image that they're always projecting on Cleopatra. And here's another thing. I don't understand why in all of those movies of people of that area and era and all that, even the Christian movies, why do they all have English accents? I mean, remember when Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra? I bet she had an English accent. I don't remember. I didn't watch it.
I always get a kick out of the fact I would say, people, let's get something straight. Jesus was not English. He wasn't 6'8" with a English accent and blonde hair and blue eyes and a white flowing robe. I am sure that is not how he walked around. You know what I'm saying?
As my grandson says, he's not British.
God, that's all right. So speaking of some really weird stuff going on, I really thought that with AOC and Maxine Waters and that group that we've kind of seen the worst of the crazies. Wouldn't you think? I mean, I would think. But
oh,
no.
No. Oh, that party is the gift that keeps on giving.
So, an elected Democrat state official in Nebraska had this to say. Oh, I should change it first. That would help, huh?
Technology.
We love trans people. Trans people on here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people.
I got up with a lot of ago, people. I'm sorry.
We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
All right.
We love trans people.
I know it's pretty low, and I know that some of you couldn't see it, but this is a Nebraska elected official, Democrat, and she is protesting, which when you're elected official, you don't protest, right? You have the floor. I mean, you've got the power, you've got the floor, and she is got the mantra going on, we need trans people. And I'm going to say, no, we don't. We don't need black people. We don't need white people. We don't need trans people. We just need good people to do their job. And she probably needs a doctor people to check her over. What do you think?
That's so funny that you said she's got the house. She can actually speak, but old habits are hard to break. And when you're taught to protest and be I can see her now because the video is running behind. Oh, my gosh, and I can't hear her, but I can see her. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh! Watching this without sound is probably, I don't know what would be worse.
No, but right.
Yeah. Why would a woman, and I'm assuming she's a natural-born woman.
Oh, you should assume that. They'll probably file a lawsuit against you or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Why would she choose that as her hill to die on? We need... What is somebody doing to trans people that would make them disappear? I guess everybody keeps referring to that statement that Matt Walsh made about it should be eradicated, but all they have to do is listen to what he said.
Oh, no. Now you're getting all logical and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, right, okay.
Didn't really say that. So they are under no threat of... Listen, they can't have children in the next... once they reach of age to have children. So they're going to be eradicating themselves.
I read an article the other night that said there were women were now choosing it, and not outrageous numbers, but the numbers were climbing, that women were choosing to be sterilized because they were fearful that they wouldn't be able to get the proper health care. What they mean is the ability to kill their kids. But the proper health care that they need. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to be misogynistic. I'm thinking then if you can't get the man to protect himself, don't... or give you protection. Don't sleep with the guy. or take some precaution. I mean, I don't even know. Why is killing always the way to go?
Our body, our choice, never refers to before you want to kill another human being.
That's true.
So, yeah, you do have complete control over who you sleep with and if, when you do it. And certainly what you do with it afterwards if it results in a pregnancy, because chances are when you have sex, it's going to result in a pregnancy. So I don't know if they're saying they want to have their cake and eat it too, or their pleasure and not have the consequences, or are these, you know, a lot of girls now are choosing the trans route because of different reasons. They don't like the idea of growing up as a woman with all the complications there are, you know.
But it doesn't go away. I mean, if you're talking about the complications of the perceived difference in pay and that kind of stuff, that's one thing. But if you're talking about physical complications, they don't go away. You don't. I mean, women are more susceptible to osteoporosis than men are. It doesn't go away if you transition to male.
Well, I think I heard Chloe. What's her name? The
yeah,
D-trans.
I don't hear about Chloe. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
The detransitioner, and she said that. She saw the women in her family and all the emotional stuff. There was apparently some abuse and, yes. You know, some domestic abuse. She just saw being a woman as something that you would be naturally a victim if you had a life as a female. And unfortunately, she didn't discuss that. And unfortunately, there was nobody to inform her that was not indicative of all the woman's plight in the world. You know, well, so I think there's different reasons why they don't want to. And who wants to bring a baby into this world of climate change, you know?
Really?
But if they get you to believe in one thing, they can get you to believe in, you know, if they can get you to suck out your logic to believe one thing that's supposed to be dire and we're all going to disappear. We're going to disappear from AIs before we are.
Oh, yeah, the AI
climate
thing.
Climate change.
Yeah.
I know you're not. Let me tell you something. I'm hook, line, and sinker. I'm a believer in the. When I saw the Terminator, I think it was the late 80s or 90s or something like that. Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, this could happen. And what are they saying now? In fact, I was watching, I think, the Charlie Kirk show today. And, or maybe it was Steve Bannon, and he referred to the Terminator movie twice.
Yep.
So there.
Okay, I'm not fighting with you. I'm not into losing fights. I know better.
But we're not. But we're not creating any heroes or survivors or warriors here. We're feminizing our men, and we're taking the women and turning them into some freakish, Frankensteinish version of men. And I don't know that these women are going to be willing or capable of fighting wars for us.
If you listen to them afterward, okay, the amount of pain that these women go through and the things that they're having to deal with, right?
Physically and emotionally.
Oh. And
it's sad.
Just stick with the physical side for a moment. I mean, they're talking about joint pain, not able to get out of bed, you know, massive headaches, those kind of things. And you sit there saying to yourself, did anybody tell them this could happen? Anybody say to them, hey, here's the things that could be going on afterward?
Yeah, no, they weren't informed.
No.
And they were told, from all of the videos, the speakers that I've heard, they were told that they could detransition whenever they wanted to. They could revert. But the fact of the matter is you can't.
It's lawsuit time. Anyway, got to go. Top of the hour. All right, people, we'll be back in the next hour. Go ahead and heat up your drink. Cool down your drink. Get your food. Grab a burrito. We'll be back in a few minutes.